Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears here on a Wednesday, June the 30th, 2021. How about that? Here we are on the last day of the month of June. We are going to give away these fare passes here this morning momentarily, but we need to take a quick little break here, and then we will come back with our fare pass giveaway here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Let's see here. Hope you're having a good morning wherever you are this morning. I think we will be able to get underway here momentarily, but have your thinking cap on because we are going to give away these fare passes with 4th of July trivia. It's going to be kind of a unique way how we do this morning, so I hope everybody is ready. We've got three pairs of fare passes that we are going to give away this morning. These fare passes are valued at $8 a pass. $8 a pass here this morning on WWGH Radio. So that is how we are going to do it. We've got three pairs of these, and we're going to do it with 4th of July trivia. And we've got quite a few questions, and we are going to draw our winners here this morning on WWGH Radio. So you can go to the fair. The fair runs through Saturday this year. The fireworks will be on Saturday night, I believe, this year, which is a little different. Usually the fireworks are on the 4th, but because the 4th is on Sunday, the fireworks will be held on Saturday this year over at the Marion County Fair. So we're going to give away these fare passes momentarily here on WWGH Radio. We've got three sets of them. We're going to do it with 4th of July trivia, but we're going to step out here for a minute, for about 2 minutes, actually, and come back with the big fare pass giveaway on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare go anywhere.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
All right, we are back here on WWGH Radio. I was a little discombobulated here this morning. We had a friend of mine show up here in the studio and had to take care of a little bit of business. But now we are off and running here, and we're going to do our 4th of July trivia. Now, it's amazing because I really don't have anything else to talk about, so we're going to get right into it here, 21 minutes past the hour. Here's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it like we always do it. 4th of July trivia. I'm going to ask some, I don't really know if this is 4th of July trivia or American history or what it is, but if you answer a question right, I'm going to write your name down. And then at the end of this hour, I'm going to draw three names, and you'll receive a couple fare passes. Two names. And you'll get two fare passes. So you have two chances to win. You can enter as many times as you want, and you can pick those fare passes up today between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., or you can get them between 4 and 5 today. So, that's how we'll do it. Okay, and try not to Google these, because I really did try to make them easy, and they are American history, so hopefully we should know this stuff. Okay, here's the first question. The United States of America was originally made up of how many colonies? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Somebody just sent a message saying I was having issues this morning. I was not having issues this morning. I just had somebody come in the studio who I wanted to see and had not seen for a while, so I had to catch up with them. That's what was going on this morning. Okay. The United States of America was originally made up of how many colonies? Now, try not to Google these, because I really did try to make them easy. Remember, the prize today is two tickets to the Marion County Fair. We're going to draw two big winners at the end of this hour. So it's going to happen at the end of this hour. How many colonies? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be 13 colonies?
It certainly would be 13 colonies, and you knew that right off the top of your head, right?
I did, sir.
I'm glad to hear that.
It was an educated guess.
What's your name, sir?
I did not Google it. I didn't have time. Plus, I'm driving down the road. I'm not Googling anything.
Oh, that's good. Because, you know, I always get nervous when people say they're driving and they Googled it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, what's your name, sir?
Tom Fouts.
Tom Fout. Tom, you're in the drawing, and we're going to do it here in about 35 minutes now.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks a bunch.
Tom Fout got it right. 13 colonies, excuse me. Here's question number two. On the original flag, in what shape were the stars laid out? Shape. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. On the original flag, in what shape were the stars laid out? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know this? Remember, no Googling on these this morning. These are hopefully easy questions. Go ahead, caller.
In a circle?
In a circle. You have got it right. They were laid out in a circle. How you doing, Mary?
I'm doing just fine.
Good to hear. Would you like to go to the fair?
I'm planning on actually going to the fair today. Tickets would be great.
And you know, it's one of those mornings where you don't have to wait 24 hours.
That's right.
Thanks. Thanks, Mary. All right, Mary got it right. It is a circle. Oh, by the way, I do want to let Charlene know we've still got her elderberry jam here. Charlene, if you still want this, give me a call, 740-383-9944, because we definitely want to get this to you. Okay, next question. You know, I don't know why I'm having trouble speaking this morning. I got a nice ham and cheese omelet this morning, which was delicious, and a large Diet Coke. I think I'm excited. I'm excited for the 4th of July. The capital of the United States is Washington, D.C., but it used to be what city? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The capital of the United States is Washington, D.C., but it used to be what city? 740-383-9944. It's been a good morning here on WWGH Radio. All right, here comes another call. Let's see if this is right. Go ahead, caller.
It was New York City.
Not New York City.
Oh, then it was Philadelphia.
It was Philadelphia. You have got it right. The city of brotherly love, I believe they call it. What's your name, ma'am? What's your name?
Eva Pollock.
Eva, you are in the drawing. Thank you, Eva.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, used to be the capital of the United States. Okay, here's another question. You know what? The same question was there twice. What bird did Ben Franklin want to be the national bird instead of the bald eagle? What bird did Ben Franklin want to be the national bird instead of the bald eagle? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Does anybody know the answer? You know, I just got a message here on Facebook that said, I love me some American history. Apparently, they don't love me some American English. Here we go. It's one of those mornings this morning. Go ahead, caller.
It was a turkey.
It was a turkey. Now, Ben Franklin was so smart. Why would he want a turkey?
I have no idea, but I just... Can you imagine the United States with the turkey as the mascot? That's just funny.
Maybe old Ben, you know, he was older those days. Maybe he had just drifted off into, I don't know, maybe, what do they call that now with COVID? Foggy brain. Maybe he had foggy brain.
Yeah.
Had a touch of foggy brain.
But it was a turkey.
It was a turkey. You got it, Mary. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Yes, Ben Franklin wanted the turkey, not the bald eagle, to be the national bird. Why we have a national bird, I don't know. Is that a thing? National bird? Here we go. Who was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? 740-383-9944. Who was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? 740-383-9944. Hit us up here, 740-383-9944. That 30-second delay gets everybody, and you got to know these off the top of your head. Don't Google. Who was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence? We've already got Tom Fout in this, Mary, Eva Pollock, and we're going to be giving away two sets of passes to the Marion County Fair at the bottom of this hour. In the bottom of this hour. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson, you have got it right. Eva, I got you in again. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Eva Pollock jumps in again. Okay, what do we got next here? Today, the American flag has how many stars? Now, I hope we get this one. Today, the American flag has how many stars? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Today, the American flag has how many stars? You guys are good on American trivia this morning. American history. I might run out of trivia questions at this rate. All right, here we go. How many stars on the American flag? Go ahead, caller.
50.
50. You have got it right, Bob. How you doing this morning? How you doing, Bob? How you doing?
Hi.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Do me a favor.
What's that, Bob?
Put somebody else's name in and give them a chance if they got kids or whatever, though.
I'll do that. Thank you, Bob. All right, Bob is going to surrogate his entry here for somebody who maybe just has a family. All right, here we go. Now, this is just going to be a rush to the phone. Who was the first president of the United States? Who was the first president of the United States? Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
I didn't hear the question.
Oh, the question was, who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
George Washington, you got it. What's your name, ma'am?
Eva Kalb.
Oh, Eva Kalb, you are in the competition. Thank you, Eva.
Thank you.
All right, Eva Kalb is in. First president of the United States is George Washington. All right, here comes another caller. We haven't asked a question, so this will be interesting. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Oh, they've already given the answer.
Okay. Well, here comes an... I'll tell you what. Here comes another one. Now, if you can answer it, I'll give it to you. Okay. Let's see. Here's the... What is the next question? If I can find it on a piece of paper here. Okay, here we go. How many people signed the Declaration of Independence?
You know, Carolyn... just guessing 10.
Not 10, but that's a good guess. Hang in there, you might get one right this morning. All right, it was not 10, but here's the question. How many people signed the Declaration of Independence? How many people signed the Declaration of Independence? We're getting some criticism here this morning on how we're running this contest, but you know what? It's cutthroat. It's like poker here this morning. How many people signed the Declaration of Independence? Now, nobody better Google this because this is a little more difficult than the other questions. Go ahead, caller.
12?
Not 12. Good guess, though. Not 12. We must have a question here that is a little bit of a stumper. How many people signed the Declaration of Independence? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. How many people signed the Declaration of Independence? It is time to get in. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many people signed the Declaration of Independence? We've got Tom Fout, Mary in twice, Eva Pollock in twice, Eva Kalb in once. And we're hung up on a question here. How about this? How many people signed the Declaration of Independence? Go ahead, caller.
14.
Not 14. Good guess. Not 14. How many people signed the Declaration of Independence? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
13.
Not 13. 13, not the correct answer. How many people signed the Declaration of Independence? By the way, Charlene, are you out there with the Elderberry Jam here? Go ahead, caller.
56.
56. Now, did you Google that?
Oh, yes, I did.
You did. Now this...
There was time.
There was time. But isn't it interesting we don't know that. That's one of those things that we obviously don't know as Americans.
No, but I know who the largest signature was.
You know, he has made it into the history books, I think, just on that fact. So, you know, he was smart that day.
Yes, he was.
He was. I don't know if that's a question here, so that's why I'm not saying his name, but...
Okay, I won't say it either, then.
It might come up, but you're in again. Thank you, Mary.
Uh-huh.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, on to our next question here. 56 people signed the Declaration of Independence. Who wrote the lyrics to the Star-Spangled Banner? Who wrote the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Who wrote the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner? Can anybody sing the Star Spangled Banner? That would be interesting. Who wrote the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner? Tom Thout, Marion three times, Eva Pollockin twice, Eva Kalbin once. Does anybody know who wrote the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner? 740-383-9944, 36 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. Who wrote the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner? Let's see if this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Was that Francis Scott Key?
Francis Scott Key, you have got it. How you doing this morning, Ralph?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. You know, the morning, I had somebody walk in the studio, so it was a little discombobulating, but I think we're okay now.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those things. Well,
yeah.
Do you plan to go to the fair, Ralph?
I sure do.
Oh, good. So maybe you'll be the winner today.
Okay.
Thank you, Ralph.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Next question. Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner. What year were... Oh, this is a good one. Now, do not Google this. I want to see how good you are. What year were fireworks first used to celebrate the 4th of July? How about that? 740-383-9944. What year were fireworks first used to celebrate the 4th of July? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. What year were fireworks first used to celebrate the 4th of July? Let's see if this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, 1887.
Not 1887. Good guess. Not 1887. What year were fireworks first used to celebrate the 4th of July? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. What year were fireworks first used to celebrate the 4th of July? Now see, this one might be difficult for people. This is kind of a shot in the dark. What year were fireworks first used to celebrate the 4th of July? 38 minutes past the hour here on this historic morning. Last morning in the month of July. Who's going to get in on the competition here? What year were fireworks first used to celebrate the 4th of July? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 39 minutes past the hour. Time is ticking by. At this particular point, does anybody know the answer to this one? What year were fireworks first used to celebrate the 4th of July? Does anybody know? We've had one rough guess out here. Wow, this one has brought the morning to a halt. All right, the question again, remember, think about this. What year were fireworks first used to celebrate the 4th of July? Well, I don't know. This one might have just went on the hard scale, a little off the charts. Difficult question. What year were fireworks first used to celebrate the 4th of July? Somebody might have to Google it now. It apparently is an elusive date. 740-383-9944. What year were fireworks first used to celebrate the 4th of July? Does anybody know? Are we all out in the dark on this one this morning? Things have come to a halt? I don't know. Does anybody know this? You know, the next question is, well, I'll be interested to know if anybody gets the next question. But we're stuck here. What year were fireworks first used to celebrate the 4th of July? Does anybody know? Does anybody got their Googling fingers working now? Because off the top of the head, this one might not be figure-outable. See, it just creates your own words at times. Figure-outable. What year were fireworks first used to celebrate the 4th of July? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I Googled it because you said I could.
Yes.
And it says 1777?
1777. How about that? It's been going on a long time.
A long, long time.
Long time. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, here comes another one at you. What president was born on the 4th of July? How about that? What president was born on the 4th of July? Does anybody know this one? 740-383-9944. What president was born on the 4th of July? Fair passes at stake here. Two passes to the Marion County Fair. And again, we will be giving those away here in just about 15 minutes, I'll say. Does anybody know what president was born on the 4th of July? Only one has been born on the 4th of July. Do we have an answer here? Let's see. Any guesses? There are only, what, 46 presidents? How many? Well, you know, there are a few that we know were not born on the 4th of July, so we could X them off. What president was born on the 4th of July? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Are anybody willing to venture a guess this morning? The president who was born on the 4th of July. And we are waiting for an answer here. This might have stumped people. 740-383-9944. President born on the 4th of July. Go ahead, caller.
Thomas Jefferson.
Not Thomas Jefferson, but a good guess. Thomas Jefferson, not born on the 4th of July. We're looking for the president who was born on the 4th of July. 740-383-9944, 44 minutes past the hour here on this last day of June. Who was the president born on the 4th of July? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I'm on the bus right now. I'm in a Clayton show now. I'm using my bus driver's phone, but I know the answer to this.
Did you Google it, or did your bus driver Google it?
No, I just know it off the top of my head. It's Calvin Coolidge.
It is Calvin. Now, how'd you know that?
Because social studies is my favorite.
Now, how old? You sound young there.
I'm 18.
18, and your name's Peyton?
Yeah, Peyton Kilodow.
All right. Now, do you ever listen to the station, Peyton?
Yeah, every morning on the way to work on the bus.
Oh, okay. Well, Peyton, you might. Are you going to the fair?
I mean, if I get these tickets, yeah. Girl's kind of broke working at McDonald's. I'm on the way to work right now.
Oh, well, which McDonald's do you work at?
I work at the Southland one by the mall.
Oh, then I don't get to ever see you. I stop at the East one.
Oh, on 95?
On 95.
Ew.
Oh, is that? That's not good. Well, yeah, okay, how long are you going to be on the bus? Because we're going to draw these here about 8:55.
At what time?
About 8:55.
I'm stuck by a train, so yeah, I should be able to see.
Are you the only one on the bus this morning?
No. There's a young woman on the bus with me as well.
What,
about 25.
Well, tell her to help you out on these next questions. The more time you get in, the better chance you have.
Okay.
Thank you, Peyton.
All right, thank you.
All right, Peyton is in. She got it right. It is Calvin Coolidge. All right, go over to McDonald's South today and say hello to Peyton. She's on her way to work. Name three presidents who have died on July the 4th. How about that? 740-383-9944. Three presidents who have died on July the 4th. Does anybody know the answers? Three presidents who have died on July the 4th. And I tell you, I think it's a little suspect. I think Peyton might have Googled that last question, or I think that our friendly bus driver might have Googled that last question. Now, I can't say for sure, but I think it's going to remain one of those unsolved mysteries. 740-383-9944. What three presidents died on the 4th of July? Now, think about that. Died on the 4th of July as a president. And three of them, and we've only had 46. 740-383-9944. What three presidents died on the 4th of July? And by the way, two of them died on the same day, the same year, the same 4th of July. How odd is that? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Name three presidents who died on the 4th of July. We've got Tom Fout, Mary, Eva Pollock, Eva Kalb, Ralph, and Peyton are all in our competition this morning. And we've still got about 10 minutes before the drawing. Does anybody know the three presidents who died on the 4th of July? Three-part answer here. 740-383-9944. What three presidents died on the 4th of July? All right. Let's see what's going on here. Is this a right answer? Go ahead, caller.
John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died on the 4th of July on the same day.
That's on the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Now, do you know who the third one is?
No.
Well, keep thinking. Do you want to just take a guess and see if you get it right?
I have no clue.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. So you got two of them now. Name the three presidents who have died on the 4th of July. You now have two of them, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, and they died on the exact same day. Who is the third? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name three presidents who have died on July the 4th. Holy moly here. Who's going to sneak in and get this? All you got to do is name one president now. Thanks to our friend Eva there. We've got John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. Who's the third one who died on July the 4th? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. We're waiting for an answer here. All right, go ahead, caller, and this better not be Googled.
James Monroe.
Did you Google that?
Of course not.
You did?
No, I love American history.
You knew that James Monroe died on July the 4th?
Absolutely. How else would I call? Everyone else has been, like, too fast for me to even dial in.
I know. Okay, I'll give it to you. Are you going to the fair?
Of course.
Real, what do you go for?
Well, this is the first year I haven't had things there, so we are going to watch the sheep show.
Oh, the steam show. Well, that'll be fun.
No, the sheep show.
The sheep show. Oh, well, that won't be as much fun.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Okay. Well, I got you in. Keep listening.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. James Monroe was the third one, and I think that's suspect of Googling as well. Okay, here we go. What is considered the most American dessert? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is considered the most American dessert? Now, we all know the song. Maybe we all know the song. Can anybody sing that song? I would like. to hear that song. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Apple Pie.
That one I buy. I buy that you knew that. Now, sing a little bit of the song.
Oh, not a chance.
No, just give me a little bit. Quick, we're running out of time here.
No, what song?
You know the song that that comes from. American Pie. Come on, go ahead.
It doesn't come from American Pie.
Well, what song does it come from?
I don't know. That's Bye Bye Miss American Pie?
Yeah, well, give me a little bit of it.
No.
No, come on, quick, hurry.
I'm not singing. You always make me sing.
No, you just give me a little bit. Give me just like two lines.
No.
Come on. Drove your Chevy to the levee. Give me a little something.
Right. Bye, bye, American Pie. See?
No, come on, give it to two lines. Okay, here we go. I'm going to count to three, give it to me, and then we'll be on to the next question. One, two, three.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
You're in.
Good?
You got it.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. I knew I could make her do it. All right, she is... We're having fun this morning, aren't we? Yes, American Pie. Okay. In what state was July 4th declared an official holiday? Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that caller. In what state was July 4th declared an official holiday? Do we know? We're running out of time here. We're down to the last 5 minutes to get in. The more chances, the more time. You know what? Somebody just walked in here, and I know it's a gentleman from the Y-Men. Now, these Y-Men are the nicest people in the world, and let me tell you what they just did. The Y-Men just gave me a fare book and three more passes to the fair. These Y-Men, I love these guys. They do such a great job with that tree sale, and we appreciate what they're doing for us here. Go ahead, caller.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Not Pennsylvania. Good guess, though. Not Pennsylvania. In what state was July 4th declared an official holiday? And remember, these passes came from the Y-Men. The radio station had nothing to do with it. The Y-Men. So remember that at Christmas tree time. The Y-Men are supplying your admission to the Marion County Fair. In what state was July 4th declared an official holiday? Does anybody know? All right. We're waiting. State, we've only got 50 chances to get this right or wrong. All right, go ahead, caller.
New Jersey.
Not New Jersey. Good guess. Not New Jersey. In what state was July 4th declared an official holiday? You know, we're going to have to do this more thanks to the Y-Men giving us three more passes here. We appreciate that quite a bit. All right, go ahead, caller.
Massachusetts.
You got it. You are in again, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to do two more questions, then we're going to do the drawing. So here's your last two chances. On what day did the majority of the people sign the Declaration of Independence? How about that one? On what day did the majority of people sign the Declaration of Independence? Go ahead, caller. Oh, must have been the last question. On what day did the majority of people sign the Declaration of Independence? Two questions left. Two chances to get in. This is one of them. On what day did the majority of people sign the Declaration of Independence? 740-383-9944, and then we're going to give away our two sets of passes from the Y-Men to the Marion County Fair, which you can pick up today. Go ahead, caller.
July 5th.
Not July 5th. Good guess, though. Not July the 5th. What day did the majority of people sign the Declaration of Independence? Does anybody know? Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
What is July 2nd?
Not July 2nd. Not July the 2nd. What day did the majority of people sign the Declaration of Independence? Is Peyton still on the bus out there? Are we going to get a new name in this competition? On what day did the majority... Oh, okay, here comes a... Go ahead.
Was it July 3rd?
Not July 3rd. Good guess, though. Not July the 3rd. On what day did the majority of people sign the Declaration of Independence? Two questions left here before we do our big drawing this morning. Go ahead, caller.
July 6th.
Not July the 6th. Not July the 6th. On what day did the majority of people sign the Declaration of Independence? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
August 2nd.
August 2nd. Google that one, right?
Nope.
Well, if you really know these, then I am proud of you, I gotta say.
You should be proud. I said I loved American history.
Well, if you know that, that's a big one. That's a big attaboy for you. Or attagirl, whatever you say.
No, because everybody thinks it was like the 4th of July, and it wasn't even around it, really.
Well, I don't know if people think it was the 4th, but I know they think it was in July. It's actually in August.
Right.
I know. Well, hey, one more question. Maybe you'll get another chance in.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Final question here. All right. Who was the oldest person elected as president? Does anybody... You know what? Forget that one. We're not doing that one because I think the answer's wrong here. Okay. Here's a good one. Where is the oldest functioning airport in the United States? Charlie would like this question. Where was the oldest functioning airport in the United States? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where is the oldest functioning airport in the United States? Now, you can just give me the state, because I don't know if anybody would come up with the city, but who knows? Go ahead, caller.
New York.
Not New York. Good guess, though. Not New York. Where is the oldest functioning airport in the United States? The oldest functioning airport in the United States, and we're going to give away a couple passes to the Marion County Fair, courtesy of the Y-Men, and then we're going to give away some more, I guess, soon, because the Y-Men have given us some more, and we appreciate that. Go ahead, caller.
Ohio.
Not Ohio, even though we are the aviation state. Not Ohio. Where is the oldest functioning airport in the United States? The oldest functioning airport in the United States. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Rhode Island.
Not Rhode Island. Is Peyton still on the bus?
No, she's at work, so I have to listen for her to let her know she wants.
All right. The oldest functioning airport in the United States. Does anybody know the oldest functioning airport in the United States? Go ahead, caller.
Chicago.
Not Chicago. The oldest functioning airport in the United States. 740-383-9944. This is our last question this morning. Then we're going to do our drawing for two sets of passes to the Marion County Fair, courtesy of the Y-Men. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be New Jersey?
Not New Jersey. Good guess.
Thank you.
Not New Jersey. Where is the oldest functioning airport in the United States? The oldest functioning airport in the United States. 740-383-9944. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
New Jersey.
Not New Jersey. Not New Jersey. The oldest functioning airport in the United States. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know where it is? The oldest functioning airport in the United States. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Airport in the United
States. Dallas, Texas.
Not Dallas, Texas. Good guess, though. Not Dallas, Texas. Where is the oldest functioning airport in the United States? And then we're going to do our drawing. Two passes to the Marion County Fair, courtesy of the Y-Men. And then we're going to... Don't forget, if you don't win today, We'll probably do this again tomorrow, or maybe during the show with Glenn today at 10 o'clock, because the linemen have given us some more passes, which we appreciate. All right. The oldest functioning airport in the United States, 740-383-9944. Where is it? Does anybody know? We need one more entry. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Maryland?
It is Maryland. College Park, Maryland.
Yep.
Did you have to Google it?
Oh, yes.
No problem. But, you know, it would have to be one of... Well, I guess not, because when was aviation invented? Early 1900s?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
I wasn't around for that.
We are the aviation state.
Yes, we are.
We are. All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, it's time to do our drawing now. Okay, just so everybody knows, we've got Tom Fout, we've got Mary, we've got Eva Pollock, we have got Eva Kalb, we've got Ralph, we've got Peyton, we've got Abby. So let's do our drawing. Two passes to the Marion County Fair, courtesy of the Y-Men. Now remember, you can pick these up this morning between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. or today between 4 and 5. All right, let's go in here and draw a name out and see what comes up. All right, the first name out of the drawing here. We need a drum roll or something. Okay, the first winner is... Now, isn't that funny? Peyton. Peyton has won. She was the only person, I think, in there once. No, Ralph is only in there once. Okay. Oh, Tom. Tom's in there once. Okay, Peyton, you have two tickets to the Marion County Fair waiting here until 1 p.m. today. And or you can pick them up from 4 to 5 today. Either way, 1 p.m. today or 4 to 5. Okay, we've got one more pair of tickets courtesy of the Y-Men today. And remember, we're going to give away some more because the Y-Men generously donated some more passes here. So we will do that. So this is not your only chance to win. All right, here we go. We're at another drum roll here. Who is our next winner? Our next winner is... this is good. Ralph, who was only in once. Ralph and Peyton, you are our winners this morning. Okay, we got to go to break. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
879050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website, williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page, at Williams Grass Cutters. Email, w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone.